For years, Spanish movies have been making their mark internationally, with award-winning directors Pedro Almodóvar and Alejandro Amenábar, actress Penélope Cruz, and actor Antonio Banderas. But lately, things are not going so well with the industry back home. Box office receipts are plummeting, and critics are talking about a crisis of creativity. The Spanish Movie Producers Association started running ads last month to promote the country's cinema, but some people feel the ads resort to anti-Americanism to make their point. Jerome Sokolowski has more from Madrid.
The music in the ad can't get more Spanish. It's the Paso Doble that's normally played at bullfights. But instead of seeing a matador face down a raging toro, the people in the ad are dressing up like witches and queens, getting ready for a Halloween party. Can it get more American? The message is that cultures don't mix well on the silver screen. And just in case the Spanish TV viewer doesn't get the message, the slogan at the end of the ad says, "It's time to come see us urgently, Spanish cinema."
No, sí, al venir del corto, sí, nos tendríamos que basar más en el corto.
In his Madrid studio, filmmaker Joaquín Oristrey is mixing his upcoming production. It's a comedy set in 1913 about a Spanish psychologist who comes back from Vienna under the influence of Sigmund Freud. Oristrey thinks that Spanish films need all the help they can get against the mammoth marketing campaigns that come with many Hollywood productions.
Well, because we have a real poor cinema industry, and we need a constant presence in the media. We don't have the possibility to make publicity campaigns so big as the big studios in the United States.
Oristrey is a former vice president of the Spanish Film Academy, and in his daily work he experiences the American stranglehold on the Spanish market. Last year, Spanish-made films accounted for only 16% of all films shown in the nation's movie theaters. Many in the industry are alarmed after 11 million fewer theater tickets were sold than in 2002. Still, Oristrey accepts that American movies have been a major influence in his life. He points to his jeans and his white t-shirt and says he can't deny that even the way he dresses is American-influenced. The Spanish Movie Producers Association says the ads are meant to help Spaniards connect to their cultural heritage so they can better appreciate locally made movies. But the critics are not convinced. Borja Hermoso writes about movies for El Mundo newspaper. In the cafe of a 24-hour gym next to the paper's editorial offices, he talks about his disgust at the ad campaign.
When I saw the three spots that will be released in theaters and on Spanish TV, well, I thought that I'm not very proud to be a Spanish citizen now.
He believes the Producers Association chose to ride a wave of anti-Americanism in Spain since the Iraq War, when they should be concentrating on making better movies. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Petworth.